Entrepreneur Workshop. Ready for day three? I appreciate the energy in the front, but towards the back, they're still kind of asleep. So I need them to either wake up or I need you guys to wake them up. Are you ready for day three? Thank you. Now, a couple of quick announcements, but I will tell you this. First of all, I know that, you know, how many of you have gotten not as much sleep as normal? But if you don't know this, today, by far, in my opinion, is one of the most important days. This is strategic. This is very specific advice. Today is going to be far less theory in nature and far more activation in nature. Does that make sense? This is very specific to what you do when it comes to building a home-based business. Many of you heard my story when I intro Danny on, it feels like a lifetime ago now, Friday? Yeah, Friday. The thing that I didn't say that day is that that online business was a home-based business. That's what I got started in. There's nothing else other than this industry that could have given me the results with her training that I've gotten. So you are by far, in my opinion, without question, a part of the greatest industry on planet Earth. How many of you agree with that? A couple of quick announcements. Make certain that your cell phones are off, especially today of all days. Danny's going to be covering a lot of content. We don't need her getting interrupted or distracted at all. We want all of this content today. Seats, the seat that you're in right now, just like all weekend, is your seat for the rest of the day today. So after lunch, again, if you look to the right, you look to the left, somebody might be in the wrong seat, and you don't want it to be you. And if it's the guy beside you, just remind him, because we're just going to assume he made a mistake. Sir, I'm sorry. I think you're in the wrong seat. Move. No. With a smile. We talked, the first thing that we did Friday is we read that ethics agreement. How many of you remember that? I want to remind you that that is still in effect. And I also want to give you a free piece of advice that can help you, that can help keep you on track and keep you from getting off track. How many of you want to stay on the track to success? How many of you want to make certain that you don't get distracted by any negativity or something that should not distract you? Okay, here it is. This is the best tip from me that you'll get. If someone came to you this weekend and they talked to you about, let's connect on Facebook, why don't we be friends? There's nothing wrong with connecting on Facebook, by the way. But watch the action of the person. So if they come to you and they said, you know, what business are you in? Let me tell you about my business. Use some of my products. They need to be very wary because they are already crossing the line of the ethics agreement that they signed because they weren't supposed to represent themselves, a product, or an opportunity. I don't care what the justification is. You can't justify being unethical. So that is someone who's already has questionable ethics. Stay away from them politely. Can I get your contact information? No, I'm so sorry. You can't do that. Stay away from them. I will have to tell you, by far, this has been one of the only events in a long time that I personally have not been approached about what business or opportunity that I'm in. So it says a tremendous amount about this crowd. Give yourselves a hand. I will usually get approached, and I will just let you know that it only happens by an individual, usually once. Because I'm usually like, what'd you just say? We'll just leave it there. I just make certain that it doesn't happen again. So that's where you want to be at. Don't get distracted. You don't have time for that. You've got greater things ready in your life. You got great things coming your way in your life. So you got to stay focused on that. Today, unlike just like any other day, you got to stay focused. You want to lean forward. Take notes. This is Danny's third day. She does not have to be here. She could be anywhere, absolutely anywhere. She deserves to be. You guys know that for the longest time, they didn't do 3 days to an event. So she made a commitment to pour into this industry specifically and added a third day. That says a lot about her heart. There's less people in this room than there was previously. Far less people. So you want to be leaning forward. You want to be taking notes. And I have to tell you this. This can't skip my mind. I have to tell you this. People often ask me, you know, what product, if I was going to buy one product, what should I buy? Do you want to know what the answer is to that? Do you want to know? If you're like, gosh, there's so many good products, what should I buy? Anybody want to know what my recommendation is that I tell everybody? Here's the first product. I tell them that they need both script books. In fact, in my business, you need to hear this. In my business, I do not work with anyone that does not have the script books because it is a tool that I use and it is impossible for me to teach them how to succeed. One of the first things they do is they hear me prospect reading the scripts. So they have to have the script books. And so I'm just saying, hey, let me know as soon as you're ready. Go ahead and get the script books. If they delay, that's how important it is. Hey, let me know as soon as you get your script books and we're going to continue with your training once you get your script books. So if you don't have the script books, you have to have them. If you want to know what to get next, it is 6 figures in 6 months. The first product I personally ever owned is phenomenally foundational. It's unbelievable. That event, if you don't know what that product is, that event was a first steps type event where it just so happened that everybody in the room was brand new. So it's a lot of important foundational material about the home business industry that you don't get anywhere else. Now, if you're like, okay, Jackie, I got both of those already. Yeah, that's it, exactly. All right, Jackie, I got both of those already. So is there anything else? All right, I'll tell you hands down, without question, my favorite product, without question. The most important thing that you'll do in this business is prospect clients and close them initially. Then, of course, build relationships. But before you can build a lot of long-term relationships, you need some clients. So it's prospecting and closing by far is the most important thing. Now, I will tell you, Danny and Smarter Networker and stuff have put on prospecting and closing classes before, but those don't come along very often at all, so you can never, ever count on them. If you ever see them, you would be crazy not to sign up for that, but that's another story for another day. What we do have is prospecting and close your way to millions. In the world of products that you can take home and hold in your hands, by far, without question, absolutely the most important product for exactly what you do every day. I'm talking about what it is it's a 12-hour day. The first half of the day prior to lunch, all she did was role play the scripts with people. They would give her objections, and she would answer the objection. Well, what do I say if they do this? It's in that script book. What do I say if they do this? I mean, it's in that product. Well, what if they tell me this? It's in that product. The second half of the day after lunch, so the second half of those CDs, was nothing but her dealing with the same thing, except it was closing. So when they're closing and they say this, what do I do? She role plays it for you. So some people were even trying to be jerks with her, like they were trying to throw everything at her, and she was handling it like a champ. If you want to get good at what it is you're doing, talking to clients and getting them enrolled in your business, getting them started on your products, and you want to hear the best way to do it using the scripts, that product, by far, bar none, is the best. That is my recommendation. Was that good? Yeah. Just a quick show of hands. How many people have the script books? Oh, that's awesome. How many people have 6 figures in 6 months? Wow, that's great. What about prospect and close your way to millions? Awesome. Well, I understand why you're here this weekend. Those of you that don't, I highly recommend it. I will tell you this, though. They've got a lot of packages back there. I bought all these products at full price. There was no discount packages. They didn't exist. The company was too small to think of that advanced marketing technique or something. I don't know. They didn't do that. So if you go back to the back, and I don't know what all the packages are, and if I try to say it, I'm going to mess it up. But they've got all the way up to 35% off. The one thing that you will always, always be spending money on and investing in your business will be some form of marketing and advertising and tools, whether it's web hosting or whatever, and then training. Those are two expenses you will always have. Wouldn't you say it's prudent in business to save money every opportunity that you have in those two areas? Yes, absolutely. So save money, go see what they have back there, look what packages they are, see what you don't have that you need, get it. And if you don't know what a product is, those fine people back there, those volunteers can help you with that. I told you earlier Danny could be anywhere, and that is correct. She doesn't have to be here today. You're going to learn skills and strategies to be a professional. This industry, unfortunately, you see a lot of people complain about the failure rate, but the failure rate is different for amateurs and professionals. How many of you know that? The industry, unfortunately, teaches a mentality of laziness. Like, get started, build this income, and you don't ever have to work again. That's an amateur way to build a business. That's a theory-based way to build a business. It sounds like it should work. But she's going to teach you exactly what does work, how she's built multi-million dollar organizations, and how she's helped clients go on to build multi-million dollar organizations. How many of you are ready to learn how to build a long-lasting, sustaining business without headaches, Now I have to deal with the drama and the pain of whining and complaining. How many of you are ready for that? Please, stand to your feet right now. Stand up. My friend, Sean Harper, said something this morning. He said, today is the third day. Today is like the countdown of the big game. When you're in that big game and it's the final hours, it doesn't matter if it's a Super Bowl or what it is. You're watching your team. You're on the edge. You're rooting for them. You want to see them succeed. Danny's rooting for you. She's here for you. This is the final hours. The clock is counting down. It's 10, 9. You want to be, she's here giving it everything she's got because she knows that for many of you, this is your last shot. This is your last best hope. But if you want to get the most out of this weekend, I'm going to tell you right now, you've got to give her all the energy that you can. She needs to hear that you're hungry. She needs to hear that you want to succeed. She needs to hear that you're ready for whatever she has for you. How many of you are ready right now? Help me welcome to the stage America's favorite millionaire, my coach, my mentor, Mrs. Danny Johnson.
You rocked it. Dang. Wow. Wow. Okay. That was amazing. Whatever. Okay. Let's get to work. Wow. Jackie, you're blowing my mind. You're blowing my freaking mind. I love it. My job is almost over. Wow. You were amazing. You look so good, first of all. The camera adores you. You're an amazing communicator. I mean, I'm serious. It's been deja vu all weekend for both you and I. 10 years ago, no way. Like, no way would you communicate like that. So this is exciting. All right, let's get to work. I want to show you something. We've been talking about... Oh, wait, where's my pen? It's... Okay. So, yeah, on Saturday, we talked about exposure, right? Right? We talked about exposure. Right? We talked about that. Right? Okay. So, I want to, like... have your brain kind of pop a little bit about some things that maybe you haven't thought of that could be getting you more exposure in ways that are unconventional, okay? Every place I go, I take this bag with me. And I'm you guys, men, obviously, this is not for you. At least I would hope not. But you could certainly have your wives carry one of them, okay? And a backpack would work also. Every place I go, all ages stop me for this bag. Every day. Grocery store, airports, everywhere. I'm not kidding you. Restaurants, everywhere. This little restaurant that we go to up about an hour from here, I get stopped, and it's almost like, oh, here she comes with the bag. Like... where, can I look at your bag? This is a conversational starter, okay? There's, throughout my whole career, and it's really funny, this is an accident. This is a client of ours that makes these, okay? This is her business. This is what she manufactures. Okay, so this is my family. These are my 5 kids and 7 grandkids, all right? We have this picture on Facebook, okay? So there's lots of different ways to get creative with exposure and different ways of constantly building your list other than just the little track that you might be working on right now. So I have another one that has all of our orphans on it from Belize, right? So I get stopped also for that. Like, oh my gosh, wow, where did you get that bag? And some people go, well, is that like, you know, D&G or, I don't even know who that is. But they ask if, you know, this is like, you know, some high-end whatever. I'm not a brand whore, so I don't know who they are, but this is my brand right here. Mom, you know, my kids and my grandkids. Johnson brand. There we go. And by the way, thank you for saying that. John Sarton took this picture. John Sarton's our family photographer also. Does an amazing job. We just had, you should talk to him. He did Roman senior pictures. Oh my gosh. You should see my son's senior pictures from last year. We posted some of them on Facebook in our most recent where we got all 17 of my family together last summer. Well, a month ago, month and a half ago, whatever. Gorgeous. I don't think I've posted them yet. No, I've been resting. Anyway, so my point is that throughout my career, we've always used different types of tools to get more exposure. And exposure is about getting people's attention, okay? And so this, it was an accident, okay? Our client gave this to me as a gift. I obviously fell in love with this most favorite family photo we've ever had. Everyone's all snuggled up and everyone's smiling except for this little sucker and this one right there, little boogers. It's Austin, man. He's a doll, though. But anyway, so it was an accident, and as I've been carrying this around for months, people stop me. Men stop me. Women stop me. Kids stop me. Wow, that is such a great bag. Men in business suits, in airplanes. Wow, what a bag. So who are those people? Hi, what's your name? You can enter in a conversation with a human being because they're asking you a question. So 24 and a half years ago, I had a button. And the button represented some kind of curiosity. So I wore a button on my bathrobe because the UPS driver would come to the house. I wore the bathrobe, I'm not kidding you, on my sweats, all my suits, my silk suits that I used to wear that I hate now. Anyway, they all have holes in them. They all have holes in them. So a button is a great way to get exposure. One button that we use that you all could use, I have a new attitude, ask me why. It could be, want to be debt-free, right? Buttons are cheap, so cheap that it can be worn. And what's awesome about them is that you can actually put them even on your people. It's the same as why realtors wear buttons, right? You know, they wear their real estate brand and their name on it. They wear it wherever they go, okay? This is a form of exposure of getting new clients without paying anything, let's say, for advertising or whatever. And so we wore buttons. All my people wore buttons. In fact, I just might get some buttons to put on my staff at this point. In fact, is anybody here listening to what I'm saying? Right, Rachel, can you write it down? Someone write it down. We're getting buttons, dang it. We're getting buttons. My freaking staff ain't going to talk to anybody. I'm going to make them wear a flipping button. Anyway, but buttons really do work, okay? And then there was another season of our life, and that's what this bag reminds me of. The other season was we had clear backpacks. And these clear backpacks, we carried our product in the backpacks. So this is men or women. We had these clear bags, and, you know, you can get a clear bag, have your products inside of that or whatever advertising is that you want on it. Man, all of you travel people should have a travel bag. You know, so those of you who are selling travel packages, it should be a bag like that with pictures of places that you have traveled to. So it's you and your friends or your coworkers or your family in some of these beautiful locations. And it could just be cities around the United States. You guys are traveling to First Steps. You know, the skylines of some of these cities are amazing. Rice says, oh, yeah, this is, and so beautiful pictures on a bag or in a clear backpack, because they even have those bags that you can put pictures in, so they're interchangeable. But this causes conversation to happen. And so what you do when somebody asks you the question, like, wow, that's a great bag, or wow, you know, who is that, or where, you're like, hi, what's your name? Stick out your hand. Don't let me hang in, dude. I loved your story. I'm so proud of you. It just so blesses me. And I can't believe it's been 18 months. That just shocks me. It seems like just yesterday was your first steps. I was in tears yesterday when you were talking because I know what God's done in you. I've watched, you know, because I kind of been there with you, you know, through each step of the delivering way. And each step of the healing way. Okay, anyway, so somebody asked, man, that's a great bag. And I'm telling you, everywhere I go, whether it's, you know, yoga pants and a t-shirt and no makeup, or I don't ever dress like this when I travel at all, ever. It's yoga pants and a t-shirt pretty much, and sometimes a hat, but I always get stopped. And so it's, well, what's your name? Where are you from? Where are you heading to today? Now I can control the conversation. So it's a way to get people to talk to you. And a lot of people are afraid to stimulate conversation. A lot of them are. So this is a way where we take that off of them, and now they're forced to talk to people because of a button that they're wearing, or if it's clear backpack that's carrying. Like I developed nutritional products years ago. I manufactured my own nutritional products. Never again. So stupid. In fact, that's when I met Brian. I manufactured my own nutritional products at that time. So, but we had clear backpacks that had it all in there, and we would have people that would at the grocery store. They're at the grocery store, have their backpack and their kids or whatever, and people would suddenly go, "Where do you get that?" Or we even would have people bring their product with them, put it in the grocery cart, walk around the grocery store, and we go, "Where do you get that?" And boom, it's an instant conversational starter, and people are asking you questions about what you have. You would be amazed how many people are looking for what you actually have. But if you're not exposing it, then, and man, especially you in the makeup business, because you can have beautiful, beautiful pictures on a bag that causes people to ask you about it. And obviously, it's mostly going to be women that are going to ask you about it, but that's the majority of your market. Not that there isn't amazing, there's tons of, and anyone, any man that's interested in becoming a makeup artist, they're going to ask you. So these are great, because we're around. How many of you are out and about? Some of you have become hermits, and you need to get the hell out of the house. Because that's what our culture is becoming, is anti-physically social and more just internal. Now, let's talk about more places that you can go. This is so important. And by the way, this applies for everything. I don't care what the business or the job is. And, oh, this gives me chills. I was so very blessed by Rachel's uncle, Paul Wessling. You need to listen to his interview. I think it was the same day that Carradine was. I can't remember. Anyway, you need to listen to the interview. When's it airing? Bad question to ask the producer right now. Anyway, the computer's not in his head. I know. It's the wrong hat today. Anyway, so something that was really powerful that came in his interview is what he did to get promoted in his job is nothing like what anybody would think to do. And it was looking for ways to grow his business. And we talk about this in Job Dumb. We talk about this in Unlimited Success. But let's talk about this now. You need to get out of the house. You need to get out in the community. You need to get out in the public. You know, I remember, now again, I'm going to say this again and again and again. I remember in my swallowed the stupid pill days, okay, when I swallowed the stupid pill and I started working 100 hours a week, all I did was I was in my business 100 hours a week. I was not involved in the community. I was not involved in church. I was not involved in anything. It was, I sleep at this house and take a shower there, and I work over here. I had an office, and I was in that office 100 hours a week. There was no in-between. There was no in-between at all. It was like I go here and I go there, and it was just a constant. You need to get involved in part, and again, those were my biggest years of failure. They were. That was my biggest years of business failure is when it was house, office, house, office, house, office, and 100 hours a week. That's the least amount of money that I had made since I was homeless. It's the least amount of production I had done since I was homeless. But the years where I've had the most flourishing is when I'm out and involved with more than just my business. When your business is your everything, you wear it. When your job is your everything, it's all over you. And I'm talking also to you stay-at-home mothers. When that is your everything, it's on your face. You can see it. You can see the stress. You can see the pressure. You can see the pain. You can see the boredom all over you when that's all you're doing. And so we have become a culture of individual islands that don't do anything. They don't affect anybody. They don't go anywhere. But I'm going to tell you, the highly successful people are involved in their communities. They're making a difference in their community. Excuse me, chills. I'm going to tell you why. It really does. Because you elevate yourself to a level of leadership that is unusual, especially in today's world, where you actually are caring about something that's bigger than just yourself. But the people that you meet in those places are people that will never answer an ad. They will never be a lead. Do you understand? And these are the much more valuable people that you will find. You're going to find the more valuable people, not in a person who called elite. In fact, let's watch this right now. How many of you think of the business that you have? I don't care what kind of business that it is, all right? Because we still have, this is an entrepreneur's workshop. So we have all kinds of entrepreneurs. Not everybody in here works a business from their house, okay? How many of you in here do not work a business from your house? Okay, so there you go, right? So we have a bunch in here that do not work a business from their house. All right, so what I'm telling you is I have worked businesses from my house, I've built sales forces, and I've ran companies, including manufacturing nutritional supplements. I've used the same exact strategies, the same exact skills in every arena of all industries that I've worked in. Not to mention, I've taught the same things and as a business consultant, have consulted dozens and dozens and dozens of companies that do all kinds of different things. Not to mention churches and foundations and charities. Okay? So what I'm saying is, what I'm telling you is universal. So getting involved in your communities and getting outside of your normal daily boring routine, all right, puts you in places where you will meet people that you would never meet through an advertisement, okay? I'm one that never calls any advertising, ever. I don't ever respond to ads. I'm not one that clicks on an ad. I'm the one that clicks the box online, that X's it out, and I don't care what it is. I am blind to advertising, okay? I don't dial the 1-800 number. I just don't do it. I'm blind. Why? I'm a marketer. I know what you're doing. No, thank you. I don't want it. And I'm a war on debt warrior. I don't want it. No, I don't need it. If I have a need, I'm going to find what I need. But you telling me right now I don't have that need. So you would never get me as a customer. Ever. And am I a loyal customer? You have no idea. There's several people in this room, you represent products that I use every day. And I actually could be one of your customers and you wouldn't even know it because I don't use my name. I don't use my name on anything. I have a secret name. I do. I have a secret name. It's a name I really love. I created it. It's a name I wish I would have had. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it is racy, it's sexy, and it's not Danny. She sounds like she has a deep voice, a deep radio voice. She's sultry. She's not me. Okay, anyway, it's a really awesome name. I wish I could tell you, but I'm not. But I'm a very loyal customer. I've used some of the same products for 20 years. Yeah, I'm one of those solid. I stick with it. I use it again and again and again and again, and I tell everybody about it. Everybody about it. So I am the kind of customer you want. I don't ever keep my mouth shut about something that's good, all right? So I'm a referraholic. I constantly am referring. I've built lots of people's client bases. You know, Michelle, who does my hair for 20 years, 21, we're getting old. I was putting my lipstick on this morning. I'm like, my lips have cracks everywhere on the outside. Something's wrong with this. It's amazing. It's everywhere. It's okay. I'm good with how I'm aging. It's just an interesting and funny process. Notice I'm showing my arm today. This is a big deal. It's a big barrier for me to break right now. Don't look. Okay, so I will wave later for you so you can watch what I've been telling you. But I'm not going to put my arms up. Anyway, I'll go like this. I was talking about this for a reason, not my arms. Loyal customer base. Okay, watch. How many of you are whatever business that you got into, okay, whether it's a chiropractor, right, or financial services or whatever, how you got introduced to that field, how many of you, all of you, whatever product or service that you represent, how many of you did not answer an ad? Raise your hands. Okay, look around the room. Look around the room. Are you listening to me? What did I just prove to you? Most people don't answer an ad. Most people don't answer an ad. Got it? Dang it, I know I'm going to forget this. I always forget the really good stuff and never remember it and say it again. Most people don't answer an ad, which means you're missing out on most of the market if you are 100% dependent on ads. Okay, now, let me see the hands again that did not answer an ad. Some of the best people, keep your hands up, you did not answer an ad, to get into your business, to be introduced to your business, to sign up for that college that you went to become the chiropractor, the financial services person. Keep looking around the room. Check this out. This is crazy. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And who are the people that are holding up their hands? There are people who have invested into themselves, people who are focused, people who are determined. We're talking a higher quality of a customer, a higher quality of an individual in society that's not answering an ad. No way. So is this making sense to you? So that's who you're missing out on. By not stirring up conversation out in public, being involved in your communities, talking to people, you're missing out on the upper echelon of the society of a client base. And you're missing out on the majority of it. Okay, now here's another question. How many of you found your product or service or career through a personal referral? Raise your hands. Holy crap, look around the room. Through a personal referral. So your link was someone that you knew. What do you mean, I hope something's connected in your head. I hope something just went ding, 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 ding. It's only a 98%er that is not going to talk to people outside of their, talk to people outside of leads. Haven't advertised in 5 years. Okay, as a chiropractor, right? Yeah, a chiropractor hasn't advertised in 5 years. Why? It's all personal referrals. All personal referrals. All personal referrals. Okay? So in the beginning, did you advertise?
Yeah,
a lot. And?
It didn't work.
So through providing good service, this is what causes people to come back. Amen. Everything that we teach all weekend. Take an interest in the person. Spend more than 5 seconds with them as, you know, some characters. It has to be 10. Shut up. Okay. So what I'm telling you is that exposure, you have access to exposure all the time. All the time. You are a walking billboard. That's what you are. You are a walking billboard. You represent what you do. You represent your brand, who you are, what, where you're going. You represent all of this kind of stuff. And so a bag like that, you know, for your wife might be a good idea, and you train her to answer the questions correctly, right? Or it's a button, you know? Okay, now so let's go here. Okay, oh, my head's going in 5,000 different directions at the same time. So when I talk about getting into your community, because that's also, I'm in your community, okay? People like me are in your community. There's professionals in your community. There's higher end kind of clients in there. I'm not saying don't advertise. Don't hear me wrong, okay? I'm not saying don't advertise. Exposure should be very well-rounded, okay? Exposure should be very well-rounded. But you should not depend on just one form of exposure, because there's people who try to only build their business on generating leads and generating traffic online or generating traffic through radio or TV or whatever, and that's all that they depend on. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about a company that has contacted my husband. My husband has so many amazing things going on for him right now. A company that contacted my husband, who were a $100 million financial services company. And they were 100% dependent on advertising, 100% dependent. And the FTC came in and said, you cannot advertise anymore. They are now a $5 million company. They are now a $5 million company. They went from 100 million down to 5 million. So they're trying to get my husband to be the CEO of their company to help fix their problem that they got themselves into. They did not take care of their clients. They had no relationship with their people. They were just a wham bam thank you ma'am. They were that, but it's more of just a machine that was constantly going after the market and not taking care of the business, not taking care of the clients, not having any relationship with the people, and they had no referrals. So do you understand? The point of advertising is to get referrals. That's the point of advertising. You can't just build a business on just nothing but straight advertising. You do, you end up in the situation like these people were, okay? So when you only depend, and I'm going to flip the coin around also, when you only depend on just referrals, you can get yourself in trouble as well. Because some referrals dry up. Some joint ventures dry up. So what you have to be doing when it comes to exposure, again, let's talk about exposure, is to have it be very well-rounded. And so, yes, advertising is good. Generating leads, buying ad campaigns is good. But don't let that be your 100% dependent way of building business. So if you're going to use cold market, the whole point of that one lead is one person knows what? 2,000 people you do not know. So that's one. I got to get this person and cultivate relationship. Okay, now with cold leads, it can take a while before you are generating relationship with them and warming them up and making a connection with them on a family level. Because that's really what you're looking for, is making a connection with them on a family level, really getting involved with their life, okay? Standing with them, standing by them, encouraging them, which means that you are going to encounter things and you're going to hear things that are sad sometimes. You know, they're going to have a family member die. They're going to go through a sickness. And man, I remember my absolute lack of care of people in the beginning and my absolute lack of compassion, because to me it was like, oh, you're going through a hard time? You're out of here. I don't care. You don't mean anything to me. If you're not buying, I don't need you. And that's not how to build a business. That's how to make money short term. But that's not how to build a business. That's not how you build a brand. That's not how you build a legacy. Do you understand? And that's what you're looking to do, is to build a legacy. So that advertising, that's one source. That's one pool, if you will, that you get to fish in. But then the rest is you as a brand out in the public. Okay, so that's the casual, natural, the school, the post office, the grocery store. Do you understand? All the different work, at work, you're representing a brand. You're representing something, okay? And then next is deliberately get involved in the community. Deliberately. And so how can you do that? All right, well, there's all kinds of business mixers that you can be a part of, right? There's also things happening inside of your community, whether it is, you know, a food drive, or it could be that the community wants to build a new... Let me tell you this. Think of, where will be the people that I'm looking for in the community? Okay, so let's say that you sell a pet product. There's all kinds of pet organizations. There's all kinds of humane society type things. There's all kinds of fundraisers that are happening for those kinds of things. Okay, there's pet parks now and crap like that. Okay, there's all kinds of stuff, right? So then it's like, okay, who am I looking for? I'm looking for people who have a pet, want a pet, love their pet, right? So where are those people? Where do I find that pond to fish in? Do you understand? So therefore, you would be looking for ways to get involved in the community that have everything to do with what? Pets. Okay? Do you understand? So if it's, all right, so hear this. You need to wrap your head around looking for what your demographic is. So what is your demographic? Do you know what a demographic is? Okay, how many of you don't? It's okay if you don't. Don't feel like you're stupid if you don't. I didn't know what the frick that word was until about 7 years ago. Okay, so a demographic is you're locating specifically a group of people that you can identify that are your ideal customer. Who specifically? Are they 50 years old? Are they 30 years old? Are they 20 years old? Are they fitness oriented, right? Are they, what's their income level? Okay. You know, do they make between $35,000 and $55,000 a year? You're looking for a specific kind of customer. Where do those people live? Where do they shop? What do they do for fun? Where do they hang out? Okay? So it's kind of like a guy looking for a girl. The best place to find her is not in some strip club. Do you know what I'm saying? That's not the right demographic. Make sense? Somebody just said something stupid, I can tell. So You need to be thinking in terms of where can I meet the kind of people that I want to be involved with my business. And put yourself in those places. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your normal routines and put your body. And if you're afraid to talk to people, then put something on your body that causes others to stir conversation with you. Okay, you have the local chamber, right? How many of you are involved with your chamber of commerce? Okay, not enough of you. Not enough of you. Okay, now I am about to get ugly. Who here is not involved in your chamber of commerce? How many of you have heard me talk about that? WT, fill in the blank. I'm going to tell you why you're not there. You think you're too busy. But that's just because all you're focused on is one or two forms of exposure. You're being stupid. You're being stupid. Now look, all you're looking for, if you're not involved with your community, you're just looking for fast ways to build a business. And when you build a business fast, guess what happens fast? I could tell you stories for hours on that. Cultivating a business. Building it for the long haul. Having a solid foundation. Building it on referrals. This takes time. This takes time. Can you do something fast? Yes. But fast usually doesn't mean accurate. Fast and accurate usually don't go together. Now, I know there's all those sexy bells and whistles and people that are advertising you to do it fast, fast, and do this fast, fast, fast. So have fun with that. Have fun with that. And you will fast do this and 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 fast do this. It's an emotional roller coaster. And when people are flooding to go after the next fast thing without you, you're having a nervous breakdown. Who is not? I wish I had a belt on. Pull it off, line y'all up, and just give it to you. Mama spanks. It's a spanking or your nose is in the corner. One or the other. Hands behind your back, nose in the corner. And no crying. The 18-month-old knows how to cry, but you got words. No crying. You got discernment, mama. You need to fix this before LA. That's right. Get involved in your communities. Get involved in your communities. Who's in the communities are the kind of people you're looking for. Who's in your community is the kind of people that you're actually looking for. I just tied a knot with my cord. Kaka. Oh my gosh. I'm stuck. I need a woman. Come here, gorgeous. Help. That's what I did. Good job. Thank you. Tucking the cord. Okay. Anyway, that was no squirrel. That was exposure. That was exposure. Okay, a different kind. Anyway, okay, so, I'll leave it right there. Next. Okay, so, yeah, please get out of the mindset of short-term business success. Get out of the mindset of short-term business success. For some of you, that's actually your hindrance in why you procrastinate. It is. For some of you, you procrastinate because you want to build it fast. You think you're supposed to build it fast. And you really know that you can't. And so therefore, you don't get started. But instead, you get distracted with other really stupid things. Like organizing or something. Researching a thing. Or thinking you're building something and you're not actively building anything. Okay, this is where I'm going. Yes, thank you, Lord. Okay, so 80% of your time is supposed to be spent in getting new business. Okay? With a new business, 19% of your time for you home business owners, I'm going to call this cultivating, is cultivating the relationship with the new business, cultivating referrals. And this 19% of the time can be done in duplicating what I call on-the-job training for those of you that, you know, you bring on board a brand new member or a distributor or associate, whatever you want to call it. When you bring that person on, the whole point, and that's why I'm calling this cultivating, is to get at their list of resources, right? Each one of the people that you bring on has a list of resources. They know 2,000 people you don't know. They know 2,000 people that maybe 10% of them would answer an ad. Richie, what are the statistics for how many people that see an ad versus how many actually answer, click add to cart? There you go. Less than 1%. Less than 1%. Less than 1%. So, Richie, out of 2,000, how many would answer? So if you know 2,000 people that I don't know, how many of the 2,000 would actually answer an ad that was running? Say? 5 out of 2,000. 5 out of 2,000 are going to click for more information. Isn't that crazy? But I know a rather quick way to get at his 2,000 people. And that's through personal relationship. That's through cultivating. That's cultivating relationship, being involved in that person's life, showing that I do care. That's the thank you cards that we talked about, right? That's the follow-up calls that we're talking about. That's the consistent points of exposure. That's the touches. Even if you're not talking about business, it's just you represent the business. Do you understand? You represent the brand. So every time they're in front of you, they know exactly what you do. Do you understand? So you're representing that. So that's why Chamber of Commerce stuff is amazing. That's why B&I meetings are amazing and all those other little mixers that you might have in your city where, you know, it's a group of maybe just select few that represent each industry that are allowed. Those are great places to go. Or places that, like I said, the community is building a playground. Who is going to be involved in that project? Who's involved? Think about it. Who gets involved with building a community playground? Who? A lot of business people, dentists, doctors, chiropractors, business owners. That's who usually does stuff in the community. That's who is. That's the higher end clientele that you're looking for. And can I tell you about who those kind of people are? They are referrers. They are referrers. They are. Yeah, they're amazing. They're respectful. They're honorable. In general, they're professional. They care about their reputation. Therefore, they conduct themselves in a more professional way. They know that how they represent themselves determines whether or not their business is going to succeed in the community. So if they're rude to people, they know that's going to hurt their business. So we're talking a much more elevated kind of a person is involved with community projects. Birds of a feather. So this is where Paul Wessling really blessed me on that interview, because that's what he went and did. He went and put himself in places like trade shows. Now, this is what's funny about people who work a business and rookie entrepreneurs. They go do a trade show. I didn't get anything out of it. I'm not doing it again. You're being an idiot. Don't be stupid. Again, this is the 98% fast microwave mentality. Not building a business that's built to last. Not cultivating relationships. Some things are going to go quick. Some things are not. But the vast majority of the business that you want to build, that you want to be around 100 years from now, that is going to happen through relationship and cultivating and being here for the long haul and being involved with people's lives. Not just this now, fast, fast, get the big fat check immediately. Long term. Let me tell you why. Many of you are involved in industries where people flop and drop left and right. Right? The next shiny object that rolls around, right? Let me just tell you the nature of it. Somebody starts from nothing. They come to a place like this. They get lots of training. They go to a whole lot of something. And then after they get to a whole lot of something, they get a big old fat head that goes the size of their current paycheck. And then all of a sudden, they stop doing what they did to get themselves there. And all of a sudden, there's another shiny object right over there. And they're no longer happy with the current product. They're no longer happy with the current brand. They no longer are happy with the people that they're working with. They're no longer happy with the paycheck that they were making. So somebody entices them right over there. They get seduced into something else. And then they go and they grab all of the client base and take them to a whole nother deal. It's the truth. So they go find another deal. You know what's so funny about them? Is that they I got started 30 days ago. I have 60,000 distributors. Oh, yeah. And the company will promote that story even though that's not the truth. The truth is they stole people from another place and put them in this new place, and now they got this big, fast story as though, you know, they were sitting on their couch one day and now they've got, you know, $10 million worth of business. It's a lie. So that same person, trust me, I've been in the industry for 27 years. I cannot tell you how many companies I've watched do this. In fact, there's companies through the years who have told their people to do that, to go after big fish. Don't go after the small fish. Go after the big fish. Go steal someone else's organization. Go steal the big guy. Go find the number one producer and recruit that guy and bring him over here. Wow. Happens in the corporate world, too. Happens in the corporate world the same way. It happens at churches. All the way through Orlando, Florida, Atlanta. I don't see it in any other places, but this is it, where there are big, giant billboards of celebrity pastors, who would have ever thought, who are recruiting specifically. The advertisement is going specifically after people who are already believers coming from a different church. Certainly not fishing for people who don't know anything about God. They're specifically advertising to people who already are in the fold. What's the point? Did you really just say that? This is the point. Money is the point. Yes, it's money. It's about growing their numbers. It's about the bigger the numbers are, the bigger their reputation is. It's all a big facade and a lie. So it's a reality. But that's not something that's built to last. If you're going to build something, build it to last. Okay? And sometimes fast and last doesn't go together. Okay? There are some things that you can build fast, but you're gonna make a compromise somewhere along the way. And I'll show you some fast ways to get things going. I've got strategies for fast, but it's not what you think. It's not what you think at all. So your goal is to get at 2,000 people that you don't know. And if only less than 1% of the 2,000 are going to answer an ad, and you've got all your hope in an ad, you're missing out on 1,995 people. Missing out on 1,995 people, and of the five that answer the ad, what kind of quality are they in comparison to the others? It's a lower quality. Okay, I'm not saying everyone that answers an ad is a low quality. That's not what I'm saying. There's people in here who answered an ad. But the vast majority of this room came through a funnel of friends, not a funnel of marketing and advertising. Make sense? So marketing and advertising should be used to cultivate relationship. You quickly flip that cold lead into a warm lead and take the time to build the relationship with those people, and it will cultivate business in the future. Let's get back to getting in your community. I want you to tell me places that you can go to get involved in your community. Meetup. Say what?
Toastmasters.
Toastmasters. Hello.
Relay for Life.
Relay for Life. What is that?
Cancer runs,
exactly. Fundraisers, amazing. BNI is awesome. Booster clubs, what are booster clubs? Yes, for athletics for the high schools. Those are great places to get involved, even like Rotary, Lions Club, all of those kinds of things. Okay, the county fair, Habitat for Humanity. Council meetings, hello. How many of you have never attended a council meeting, a local town meeting? Whatever you have, it's where you belong. Yes, animal shelters, if those are the kind of customers you're looking for. Yes, those are great places to go. Does this make sense? By the way, that's if you need a job, that's where you can find a job. That's where you'll find referrals for jobs. That's where you'll find referrals for mates. No joke, is being involved in all of those kinds of places and pick a couple that you're really going to drive and meet people at. And expect that to take time. Do you understand? That's going to take time. It takes time to cultivate. Let me give you another place of exposure, okay? So I'm just really wanting to move you from the level of entrepreneurship that you have now up to a whole nother level. There's different ways to create funnels. And there's different ways to elevate yourself in a community, okay? I've just talked about several of them, okay? This being one, right? Wherever you go, you have something that you can use. And again, it works for some of you. It doesn't work for all of you. It definitely works for all of you women. That's an easy tool because you carry a purse. The other thing is you look for a back-ended way to create a lead. And it's a much more qualified lead than a cold lead. All right, now you heard me talk about it a little bit yesterday, but that is creating an environment, a place where you will create a gathering of people all based on one specific need that is very common amongst most of your community. Uh-huh. Okay, so listen carefully. So, Richie's an expert in advertising. Richie, what would you say is one of the most clicked on kinds of advertising that happens online? Is it money, nutrition, beauty? What would you say? Yes, stories, obviously. Okay, so there we go. I'm going to talk about that and forget it. I'll write it down now because I will forget. Did you hear what he just said? Stories is what people click on, okay? Now, that would be an amazing thing to have on Facebook or Instagram, okay? Or writing about testimonials. I don't want to forget this. But some of the most expensive leads to buy are about money. Isn't that correct? Meaning pay per click. It could be like $25 per click, right, for running an ad for debt. Is that correct? Something around that. Don't tell me if I don't want to lie. Yes. So money-related advertising is the most expensive advertising. Okay? Money-related. Do you know why it's the most expensive advertising? Because it's one of the most popular searches. It's one of the most popular needs. It's a great need that people have, so therefore they can charge you more to get at that person. Right? Everything's about supply and demand. All right? So, stories, I want to go in two different directions. What's People Magazine?
Stories.
What is in the newspaper?
Stories.
What is a television sitcom?
Stories.
It's all stories. What's a novel?
Stories.
Stories. What's history class?
Stories.
What's the Bible? All advertising is stories. All television show is stories. What's a movie? Movies are stories. Ads are stories. The newspaper is stories. What's the news? What? They even come out and say that. They even come out and say that. If you watch the news, they say, next, you're going to hear a story on. So look at this. The media does nothing but sell us stories. That's what they sell us. They sell us stories constantly. So why aren't you selling stories? Billions of dollars, if not probably trillions of dollars, if you take up every movie, every book, all advertising, newspapers, magazines, billboards, all of that. What's Facebook? What's Twitter? What is social media? All of it is stories. So if you expose stories like People Magazine does, like the news does, like Facebook does, like every advertising campaign does, like every movie does, you might have some success. Facts bore people, even emeralds like stories. All personalities respond to stories. When I was homeless and I was starting my business, intuitively, I knew that I needed stories, and I had none. And so my first goal was not to sell 40 weight loss programs. My first goal was to create 40 new weight loss testimonials. This completely changed my posture on the phone. This changed my posture, the way I carried myself, my nonverbal communication from, I need the money that's in your pocket to be put in mine so I can get an apartment. It changed it to, you're going to be 50 pounds lighter by the time I'm done with you. And so therefore, I had the same goal that they had. Their goal is to lose weight. My goal is the same, and that's to help them lose weight. So when the goal is exactly the same, now we connect. Spirit to spirit, we connect. Now nonverbal to nonverbal is connected. It's like, oh, they have what I want because I want to lose weight. So if that is your focus, that means everything you're going to talk about is going to be around the result of what you're selling, not the price of what you're selling. Okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? You can't focus on the price of what you're selling. You got to focus on the result, what their life will be when they've done this, when they've, not when they bought the product, but when they have lost their weight or when they have used that travel package or when they have taken those nutritional supplements and their problems have gone away or when they've learned this new language called English or whatever it is and all the world that opens up to them of jobs and places they can travel and the amount of more money they can make when they know a second language and that they know the international language. The international language is English. So you're not selling the price. You're selling the promise. You're selling the results. Don't focus on price. Focus on the promise. Focus on the results. So the entire media is slamming you with stories constantly. So how do we sell a result? You sell stories. You sell stories. You sell stories. You sell stories. And stories are a powerful form of exposure. So that's why I was saying for some of you in the travel industry, you know, if it's a bag or, you know, a notebook, by the way, companies make notebooks that have pictures on it or whatever. Again, this is just a form of exposure. I'm not saying go buy a bag, okay? What I am saying is that these are stories. This bag is a story, okay? This is my oldest and her six kids. Wow, she has six kids? Wait, those can't be all your kids. You don't look old enough to be a grandmother, let alone to have five kids. Like, keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming. I'm kidding. Flattery will get you somewhere. Okay, anyway, so stories is another form of exposure, getting testimonials out there. Okay, now listen to me. Don't just sell your story. You need to sell other people's stories. You need to be every day, you need to be telling other people's stories. And yes, tell your story. If there's a day that goes by and you're not telling stories, you are not doing business. Stories is what brings the close. It's what causes conversions to happen. It's what causes people to move. It's also what causes your customers to stay. If your customers are getting cold, it's because they haven't heard any stories lately. Your follow-up should be stories. Your follow-up emails, your autoresponders should have stories in there. You're constantly selling the promise. Again, look, a multi-trillion dollar industry between all of Hollywood, all of print media, all of television. What is a song? A song is a story. So do people like stories? Yes, people like stories. So you should be posting stories on your social media. Okay, and it doesn't just have to be stories about health. This is what I'm trying to go at now, of creating different funnels of interest. There's different funnels of interest. So what is a massive problem today in your extended family, your friends, your coworkers, your community, your nation? Debt is a massive need. It's a massive problem. It's killing families. And you're trying to sell an essential oil. You limit your market when you lead only with your product. You limit your market when you lead with only your product. Yes, you should be exposing that. But I'm saying exposure needs to be well-rounded. There's other bait to get the fish you're looking for. So let me ask you, is your ideal customer in debt? Well, then you might want to use that bait to get them. Through the front door, you might talk about debt. But through the back door, you can lead them into your makeup, your essential oils, your vitamins, your travel packages, your chiropractic services, your financial services. Do you understand? And again, that's more of the outer layer of community that brings an interest that is giving people what they want. If you can help other people get what they want, then you will get what you want. Okay, so a major want in the marketplace today is debt. It's debt. I need to make more money, or I need to figure out a way to get out of debt. All right, so these are things that the fish are biting on. So much so that the advertising for debt products, the advertising for money-driven products are hugely expensive. Crazy, crazy amount of money pay per click. So let me give you an example. You create a funnel where you have an opportunity to meet people in your community that you never would have the opportunity to meet. And you're going to use bait, it's just bait, that they will bite. Debt is one of them. So the people holding war on debt classes, okay? Mia, has that created any opportunity for you at all? Okay. I have somebody that's a family member that used war on debt classes. That was the main thing when she came out of First Steps that she really got. Like, this is our biggest problem right here. This is our biggest need. She starts doing war on debt classes and accidentally makes $119,000 from a business. Accidentally. She made $17,000 a year. That was the most she'd ever made in her entire life when she was 40 years old. And accidentally made $119,000. How? $66,000 of the $119,000 came from war on debt classes. How in the world did $66,000 come out of that? Because war on debt classes are a way to cultivate relationship. And you're filling a need. You're filling a very emotionally charged need. You're feeling a very powerful need. And so when that's what she used to invite people into her house. Some use the library. Some use the school gym. Some use their church. So when you use a War on Debt class as a, creating a funnel to draw people in, you're helping them. Remember what I said yesterday? The bigger the problem you solve, the bigger your paycheck. The bigger the problem you solve, how many of you would say debt is a huge problem in your life? Okay. This is what I think is fun. Oh, that was funny. 10 people. I must have really failed yesterday. I know. It's hot in here. I should go sit over there. Okay. Debt is a massive, emotionally charged issue. People cry over it. People commit suicide over it. People get a divorce over it. Okay, so listen, in marketing and in business, what you're looking for is the itch that they can't reach. It's frustrating. It's driving them crazy. They got to find a wall to get it. You want to be the one that exposes the itch. You got to expose the itch. You got to fester the itch. And then you're the one to come in and scratch the itch for them. Okay? That's marketing in a nutshell. Expose the itch, fester the itch, scratch the itch. Expose the itch, fester the itch, scratch the itch. So, okay, let's put it this way. How many of you prior to yesterday, how many of this is your first event? It doesn't matter, think about when your first event was. Your debt, you really hadn't thought about it much. How many of you had not thought about your debt very much? I'm in debt. Where are you? Okay. But after I was done with you on Sunday, how many of you were like, ah, I gotta pay this off? I exposed the itch. I freaking festered the pus, that sucker out. I freaking squeezed the pus out of that itch. And then I brought the healing balm. Here's how to solve it. Okay, here's another. How many of you, prior to First Steps to Success, thought you were pretty good person? I'm pretty good with people. I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, I got a couple little problems. Come on, where are you? But after Saturday morning, how many of you had an itch exposed that you found out that everyone else in your life was not the problem? But how many of you had the pus squeezed out of the fact that you were the frickin' problem? Do you understand? Expose the itch, fester the itch, scratch the itch. Some of you are just selling the healing balm and not exposing the itch and not festering the itch. They don't care. So that's the kind of advertising, like, pay off your debt now. No, that's the solution. You have to expose the problem. Then you got to make the problem even worse. Then you make them want the solution. So advertising, it's like, sign up now to pay off your debt. Nah, I see that all the time. Yeah, no, who cares? Yeah, so what? I'm in debt. I only have $200,000 worth of debt. It's not that bad. So stories expose the itch. I was suffocating under my debt. I had no hope for a better future. Now you're talking to the emotions that the person has been hiding and suppressing for a long time. Right? Because that's what we do. We suppress our pain. We push it down. We don't want anyone else to know. So that's why testimonials that are emotionally charged get underneath people's skin and go, I feel the same way. People connect on emotions, not on facts. They connect on emotions. So stop selling the healing balm without exposing the wound. The wound has to be exposed. The problem has to be seen. And then you got to make the problem really what it is. So this is where these testimonies, how many of you were shocked by those testimonials that were during War on Debt yesterday? Man, like, dang. So that festered. How many of you identified with the people? Yep, you identified with them. You felt the same way that they felt. And now you see that they're on the other side of it and you go, I want that. I want that. Prior to the stories, you don't feel that. You're like, no, I'm still going to go make more money, Danny. I could care less. So we get you in touch with the truth, the feelings, the emotions, the thing that keeps you up at night, the thing that haunts your dreams, the thing that causes you to feel frustrated or hopeless. So those are the things that you need to talk to when you're telling stories. You're feeling trapped. I was trapped by my debt. Okay, and this is, if you study the stories like on our website and the kind of things that we publish, pay attention to it. Okay, follow what we do. All right, so a War on Debt class. All right, so you don't say, I'm holding a War on Debt class and expect people to show up.
Got it.
You have to cultivate with stories to start building people's interest and start talking about the suffering of your own debt. Ego versus bank account. Ego versus bank account. Why won't you talk about your failures? When the millionaire here talks about her failures the entire 3 days that I'm here. You probably know more about my failures than you know about your own. You probably know more about my weaknesses than you know about your own. Because ego wants to cover it all up. But when you come out and you're real, the only reason why you feel like I'm your best friend or you feel like you've known me is because I've let it all hang out. Yeah. I've let myself be naked before you. With all my weaknesses, with all of my past excuses, with all my past pain, with all my screw-ups, my struggles. Come on, was I not transparent on Saturday night or what?
Yeah.
I'm talking real. Saturday morning, I really screwed up yesterday. So what I said. I screwed up. I found myself in a total failure. And I'm here to teach you communication skills.
You're human, Danny.
Well, and that's what other people connect with, is humans. They connect with humans. Okay? So don't be afraid to express your feelings, your pain. People associate with it. They connect with it. That when you expose yourself and be transparent, you'll be amazed how many people jump on a post that you make or a blog that you write or a conversation that you're having with them. When you get real, people get real. It's the truth. When you get real, people get real. And here now there is trust that is built. And cultivating business relationships takes trust. That's what it takes. And that's how you become a trusted advisor in their life. How you become a trusted advisor is get rid of the ego and be real and help people in a real place, okay? So with War on Debt classes, here's another class that works really. There's several different points, okay? The job market is okay right now, right? A year ago, 2 years ago, it was horrifying. 3 years ago, it was horrifying. So job domination for you would be amazing. Too bad it's not. You do it. Are you holding job domination classes?
For our staff.
For your staff. No, I'm talking about classes out to the public.
Okay.
Well, think about it, because how's the economy and how's the job market where you're at? So if the job market where you're at, that's a need that people have, they're not able to find jobs, they're not able to get promoted and things like that, this is a major need people have, right? This is a problem people are having. They can't get a job. They can't get promoted in their job. They can't feed their family. Okay? There's nothing worse on a man that can't provide for his family. So again, this is filling a need. And you got to talk about the frustration. Remember, exposing the itch. And that's all the emotion that is around it. Exposing the problem and then festering the problem. And then here's the solution. Okay? So when people in the community of a different business, if I'm a contractor, okay, I'm a contractor, I build houses, but I'm holding War on Debt classes, I'm getting my contractor's name out there. Okay, so my brand is still being represented. So when I introduce myself, okay, well, here's another thing. How many of you like to get free advertising on the radio? TV. If you hold community classes that are free to the open and open to the general public, you can advertise on the radio and on cable television for free.
Whatever.
Yes. For free. All community services can advertise for free. So, yeah, but Daddy, it's not advertising my business. Yes, it is. It's advertising you. And you represent your brand. So you can say, we're holding class. Hey, listen, there's a huge problem. It is destroying families. This is the lead-in. You don't say, we're on deck classes first. You create the story. There's something that has plagued our community, the town of San Antonio, Texas. It has ripped up families. Divorce rates have increased. Kids have gone wayward into places of drugs and alcohol and teen pregnancies. Families are hurting more today than ever, and it's all by something so simple that could be fixed, and no one's fixing it.
Thank you, Jesus, for the empathy.
Have you lost sleep at night because of the debt that you're suffocating under?
Yes.
Have you tried to ignore the bills that are coming into your email and your mailbox? Have you and your spouse had countless arguments over what we can't afford? If that's you, there's a free class taking place Saturday at the library or the Holiday Inn or at such and such church. Here's the address. We can only have a limited amount of people that can come. Call now. Get yourself registered. It is a free registration. We are going to help this community turn their finances around. So that was, again, talking to the emotion, right? Festering. I got chills. Festering it. And then here's the solution. Limited seating. Call now. Go to this website. Get yourself registered. We're going to help turn this city around. Okay? So that can happen on radio and television. That can happen on Facebook. And then on Facebook, you should be posting testimonials every single week. We have tons of debt testimonials all over the place. Every time you hear one, you should be a magnet for them. And posting them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, inspiring people. You will end up with customer after customer after customer for what you do. You will end up with job after job after. You'll end up with referral after referral. Because, again, you're helping people with where their main needs are. Let me just ask you a question. Let's say that your local dentist made a phone call to you and said that, what I just said. Or sent you a letter, message you on Facebook. Your dentist. Your dentist is holding classes on teaching the community how to pay off debt.
Nice.
How would you feel about your dentist?
Amazing.
Do you feel a little different about him than the last time he pulled out one of your teeth? Do you now just see him as a dentist?
No.
Okay. Not only do you not just see him as a dentist anymore, but the next time somebody else is, you know, you hear one of your friends go, man, I got a toothache. What are you going to jump out of your skin and say? You have to call my dentist.
Absolutely.
Not only is he awesome, but he's also helped my family.
Yeah.
He not just cares about my teeth. He cares about my kids and our financial future. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So that's why this cultivates referrals. You're helping people get what they want. So a dentist can get a ton of referrals because, again, how often do you go to the dentist? Once a year? Maybe. Right? Some of you, it's once every 5 years. So that's not a business model that is very conducive to having a monthly source of referrals. But by getting involved in the community and finding these needs, okay, like whether it's job domination, hey, my dentist, he found that, man, in this community, businesses are struggling. And so he is holding classes called job domination that's helping businesses, because what the employees are learning is helping them to actually bring in more business, and it's helping to solidify and stabilize businesses in this area, and we're all getting better service as a direct result of it. Do you understand? So it's job domination. Here's another one is kids. Kids is a huge problem. My gosh. Our society is filled with wild, freaking entitled brats everywhere.
Children raising children.
That's exactly what it is, yeah, because the parents want to be friends.
Yeah.
The parents rather be friends than parents. And so it's a mess. So these, in other words, you look at what the stress points are on families, and that's the classes that you can be holding, and all you're going to do is press play. So that's another easy advertisement. Grooming the Next Generation, job domination, and war on debt. Those are like three holes in ones. Again, expose the itch, fester the itch, scratch the itch. Don't go to scratch the itch if there is no itch. Someone come to scratch your back, like, what are you doing? Right? Don't freaking touch me. You have to expose it and fester it before you try to scratch it. All right? All right? Awesome. Okay, I'm done with that. All right, so let's go here. So the 80% of the time is getting new business. So doing more on deck classes or going to chamber meetings, all that stuff is going after new business. Do you understand? That's all going after new business. The cultivating time, these are follow-up calls. And if, in your case, you've just, by the way, did that help any of you? Does this make sense to you? Okay. Where was I? Never mind. Oh, I have a friend that runs a charity, and when he came to First Steps, and he's like, oh my gosh, Danny. He goes, here, we have, I can't remember, a crazy amount of donors, a huge, huge donor base. And he's like, could you imagine that there's a charity that takes people's money to go to help the poor, but could you imagine a charity helping its donors to get out of debt? Okay, now look, that's what innovation is. Innovation is when you take two totally different industries and you marry them together, okay? It's when two opposite things come together and bam, there's a whole new thing that arises and can be very, very popular. And so when you have a dentist or you have a contractor helping people get out of debt, wait, a contractor puts people in debt. Do you understand? A contractor puts people in debt with selling them a dream home that he's going to build for them. A business that normally charges people, yes, I'm charging you, but I'm also going to help you do this over here. We're going to help you solve this problem over here, all right? All right, so 1% of your time is supposed to be spent in solving problems. So this little scale I learned 20 years ago, my gosh, it saved my life. 80, 19, and 1, okay? This is a powerful formula that if you stick to it, it's going to benefit you greatly. 80% of your time has got to be focused on getting new business, all right? So for some of you that are your business is more dependent on just leads, all right? I want you to broaden your horizon a little bit and get out of just doing that. Still work your leads, but I'm telling you to get out involved in meeting people. So 80% of that time, then you continue to always be going after new business. As soon as you stop going after new business, you are in trouble. And it's very easy to focus on in the very beginning of your business because you have no business. And you know, I got to get customers, right? I got to get representatives. So, but as soon as you stop having that focus, the business changes. And when the business changes, that's where the problems are created. And so you have to constantly focus on that. Now, some of you are here, again, because you want to be a part of the third day and you are a stay-at-home parent. There's a bunch of you in here. You, as a stay-at-home parent, have somebody else that is their primary job is bringing in money. And so if that's their primary job, it can be your secondary job from home with all the things I just talked about because you represent the brand of the family, of the household. And so you can help that if your husband works for XYZ company, you can be helping to represent what your husband does because you get into personal conversations with people, right? Oh, what does your husband do? How many of you wives, that is a very common question that you get asked. Well, guess what you're doing? You're advertising for your husband's job. Advertising for your husband's brand. Does this help the husband? Yes, it does. Now you should carry it all the way through. Get a name and phone number. Create the lead. So that you can create a referral for what your husband does. And so that's where now you are forming the person, finding the need, and saying, you know what, I'll have my husband give you a call. You know, say the person's looking for a job or their woman's husband is looking for a job. You know what? We should connect. Maybe I could put you in front of my husband, edify the heck out of the company, edify the heck out of your husband. Who knows? It may work, it may not, but at least it's something. They might know somebody else. Again, cultivating, promoting. 80% of your time, if you're a business person, that's what you should be doing, is getting the word out. If you're not doing that, you are not in business, all right? And for some of you, if you haven't made your first 1,000 calls yet to calling leads or calling your own list of resources, and that includes all of you that are not in a home business. If you're not calling, I don't care if you own a manufacturer. Thank you, Micah. You're so adorable, by the way. That's my son. That's my baby. The baby is 16 and almost 6 foot tall. He's not a baby anymore. It sucks. I wish I had 10 kids instead of just 5. Because that means I would still have littles. I like the littles. I like the big ones too. But the littles are fun. So are the big ones. The big ones are funny. Okay, where was I talking about before my cute? 1,000 calls. Okay, so your list of resources needs to get up to 2,000 people. You know 2,000 people. You just aren't allowing yourself to make a list of 2,000 people. All right? So that list needs to be called. And again, the sooner you get through that list, the better. And again, you're cultivating relationships. Some of you are going to rekindle a relationship that you haven't had in a long time. Facebook is such an easy way to do that also. Such an easy way. All right? So you need to create a list. And then there's also people that you know that will benefit from your business. And that could be that you're going to cold call other businesses. You're going to put yourself in a place where you get to know who these people are. You get to know where they hang out. You get to know where they eat, all right? And you put yourself in those places where you know them. You heard that story yesterday or Saturday. What was your name again, ma'am? You.
Angelina.
Angelina, where she's sending cards, Memorial Day cards, that's exposure. Do you understand? Valentine's Day cards, exposure. And she's sending to people who are non-customers. And she's getting business. Why? Because, again, that is a subtle form of exposure. It's a non-salesy form of exposure. They know who she is. The name's on the outside of the card. They know what she does. It's on the outside of the card, right? So this is, again, little seed. So watch. When it comes to exposing, it is not a one exposure person gets started, becomes a customer. Do you hear me? Richie, what's the amount of exposure that someone has to have before they respond to something? Number of times. A minimum of 7. Okay, and it can be into the hundreds, isn't that true? Because, for example, if you look at a 30-second advertising on Lexus cars on the television, right? It could be 1,000 times before the person does something. It could be 100 times before they do something. My point is, it's not one-to-one. Some of you are expecting that the first exposure means that they should get started. They should become a customer. Not true. Not true. So then you feel like a failure. Well, I exposed it, but they didn't get started. They're not done yet. Cultivate. Next step is cultivate. Keep exposing. Keep exposing. Keep exposing. Keep exposing. Keep exposing. Keep exposing. A thank you card is exposure. A phone call is exposure. A Facebook post is exposure. You saying hi is exposure. Do you understand? So all of that is exposure, all right? So you got to keep doing that 80% of your time going after new business, all right? The 19% of the time is when now you are cultivating and going through the person that you just brought on as a new client or a new patient, and now you're cultivating relationship to go after their referrals. So sometimes that, in your case, it could be some kind of referral system. I wouldn't offer the referral system the first time. I would offer it maybe the second or third time as you have built some kind of relationship with them after they got another exposure, a thank you card from Dr. So-and-so, okay? So after you have a gift, you know, depending on, in the case with a financial advisor, you know, people are spending a good amount of money, some flowers would be good, you know, or a pack of cigars or whatever it is that they like, their favorite chocolate. Do you know what I mean? You want to find what their favorite stuff is when you're having these conversations with these clients that you're, you know, you're going to get $500,000 of their money to manage or $200,000 of their money to manage. You should be doing something quite nice for them, right? And you should really know what their favorite foods are, favorite flowers, if it's a woman, or it doesn't matter if it's a woman. He has a woman. She has flowers. I'll tell you a good way to get at the guy. Go after the girl. It's true. Okay, watch. Okay, my daughter sends me a picture. Oh, I should have brought it with me. My daughter last night sends me a picture of my beautiful, amazing, wise husband in the bathroom with my 5-year-old grandson helping him brush his teeth. And it was tears flooded my eyes. This is why I love this man. I don't want you single guys to take this. But the way that single guys get a girl that has kids is through the kids. You treat the kids good, she's done. Husbands, I'm telling you right now, when your wives see you play on the floor with the kids, see you do, there. That is my absolute gorgeous husband. She posted it. So by the way, okay, so look at this. This is a prime example. This is the daughter. This is exposure. This is exposure, by the way. It really is. This is exposure. But this melts her heart. This melts my heart. This melts my grandson's heart. Oh, he's a doll. My husband is adorable. Look at those arms. Can you see that? Just right there. Like, I just like to pet his arm right there. I really do. He's really beautiful. We've been together a really long time. He was 18 years old when we got together. Isn't that crazy? He was 18, I was 22. I can't believe that. Okay, now I'm missing my husband. Okay. Thank you for taking that off. And that is exposure, by the way. That's total exposure. In fact, that's a great post for Grooming the Next Generation for Success classes. Raven. That is a great post, and it could be just, you know, the grandfather with the grandson or the father with the son doing something. You know, there's very few things that are more meaningful than that. It's really, really true. And so there's all kinds of quotes that you can have with a post like that, that, again, is selling without selling. It's tapping into emotion. So in the case of, this goes for all of you. I'm not just talking to the guy with the financial services. Okay, listen to me. So in the case of, you know, it's a husband and a wife that you're presenting something to, you find out that her favorite flower is tulips. Send her tulips. Yep, send her tulips. So when you find out that, you know, their dog wears freaking clothes. I know some of your dog wears clothes, and I'm just going to shut up right now. You're good, Chad. You're real good. Thank you. Yes, you have a dog that you, your client has a dog that wears clothes. You find a thank you card where the dog is freaking wearing clothes. Okay, or there's these awesome send out cards things that you can grab someone's picture from Facebook of their dog, right? You can grab the person's Facebook picture with their dog wearing clothes, and you can have that put into a card and ship directly to the person. Okay, this is, what is it? Yeah, whatever, that thing. Okay, so there's lots of cards that you can, you know, order right online that is a specific picture of something that is important to someone. That makes them go, oh my gosh, yes. Thank you. You listened to me. I mean something to you. Do you understand? That's all cultivating relationships with people, all right? All right, so thank you cards, gifts. Gifts don't have to be expensive. They just need to be strategic. Don't buy people what you like. Don't buy people what you like. You got to find out what they like and do it for them. Birthday cards is a form of exposure. Yep. Birthday cards, awesome form of exposure. All right, awesome. All right, so the 19% of the time, is in the case with those of you that work a home-based business and you're getting somebody started, you have this brand new person. The point is getting in touch with their 2,000 people. And so how you get in touch with those 2,000 people, I'm going to tell you, I use a different funnel than what most people do. And my funnel for getting at their 2,000 people is under the frame of this next 30 days is going to be running you through the processes and the procedures of starting a brand new business. And so establishing you correctly in a home-based business, it's going to take some on-the-job training. So really what all we need is for some people for you to practice on. This disarms the person. It takes the pressure off of them of having to make a sale. And when people are under pressure, they don't make a sale very well. And they quickly quit because of the pressure. They already have so much pressure in their lives, right? They already have too much pain in their lives. So whatever you can do to help relieve the pressure is wise. So under the frame of, we're just going to walk you through the process. And that means that in the next couple of days, I'm going to be with you, walking you through how to do a presentation yourself. The exact process of learning to get a customer, learning to present, and learning how to follow up with that customer. So here's how the process is. Are you available next Thursday night? Yes, I am. Great. So 7 o'clock is when I'm going to be there. And what I want you to do is you need to have this list of resources that you've already created. With that list of resources, you're just going to contact some people and you're looking for people to practice on. Okay? So it's kind of like a practice run so you can kind of get familiar with how everything is actually done. We're going to do this 3 different times. The first time, I'm going to do the whole thing for you. Your job is to put the people in the living room. I'm going to go ahead and present. Or it is your job to put the people on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and take care of the presentation. The second way is you're going to do half of it. So I'm giving you the script that goes with the presentation so you can begin to learn what that script is. As you learn that, as you memorize it, so every day I want you reading it. Every day I want you to be practicing it on your own time. Because by the second time we do a presentation, which will be next week, you're going to do the front half of it, which is up to the product line and the testimonials. And I'm going to do the second half of that presentation. By the third presentation, you're going to do the entire thing yourself. And you'll be off and running and establishing a home-based business. So all we need is people to practice on. So who do you know that you love that's willing to come over to your house? It's usually people who are at your house anyway. So just make some phone calls. Invite them over. Here's a script. It's called the practice script. This is just what I want you to read. It's a simple little paragraph that just says, you know what? I have found a new career. I've made a new career move. And I need some people to practice on before I begin any kind of advertising and before I go in too deep. I just need someone to practice on. Is there any way that you can come over to the house and let me practice on you? I'm going to be having my trainer that's working with me, and it's a leader in the company, and they've been phenomenal to work with, and they're helping me to get started on the right foot, and we're trying to make the least amount of mistakes as possible so I can get off on the right foot, you know, producing well so I can move up quickly and get promoted. So you're going to enjoy meeting Sam. Sam is an amazing man. He's really well known inside of our organization, inside of our industry. I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. So please come. Just sit through, listen. And I really appreciate you being willing to let me practice on you. Snacks are good. Wine can be good sometimes. Depending on how religious you are. Hate to tell you, Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine, not grape juice. Wine, not grape juice. Sorry to tell you. It was wine. And moonshine. It's their moonshine. But yes, and you don't have to open bottles of wine, but I'm just saying that, yeah, refreshments in a home presentation setting can be good. It relaxes people. It disarms people. A home setting is awesome. Those are great places to do presentations. It's not always, you know, necessarily conducive for whatever your business model is, but I built millions of dollars in sales through homes. Through homes. Your model would be perfect with homes. I'm serious. Doing classes, doing home parties like that would be phenomenal. So easy. Yeah. Say what? Yeah, Skype. I've done that many times. I'm sure you've listened to the products. Yeah, Skype presentations. That's how that bag is sold. Skype presentations. So, yeah, easy. That's how you can build it globally. So what you do locally today, because the technology can be done globally really, really easily. All right, so That's basically the 3-meeting plan, right? So the first one, you do it for them. So again, the frame that you're creating for them is, this is a practice run. We want to get you established properly. You need to understand the processes of actually how to run this business. So there are systems to run a business just like there are systems in your job. There are processes in this business just like there's processes in your job. And so each one of these processes, you're going to have to learn. And so I'm going to, just as if I was a restaurant manager and I was going to teach you how to wait on tables, you would come with me the first day to take orders and you would watch what I'm doing and you'd be taking notes. The second time, half the day, I would watch you. The other half of the day, you would watch me. And on the third day, I would just be following you around to make sure everything's going smoothly. So just as processes are there, they're the same processes here, and that's how we learn how to do it. So I want to make sure and get you started on the right foot, not go call your friends, we got some product to sell. Go look for some people to sign up. Do you understand? So that makes the new person freeze. So it's all in how you frame their mind of what they're doing. So we're going to disarm them, and not only that, but you're having them take ownership. And you're presenting it in the same exact way that they've known their whole lives, a job. They don't know business. They don't know being an entrepreneur. That's completely foreign to them. So you don't want to sell them something that's foreign, that takes them longer to wrap their head around it. Not only that, but you created fears for them. You create barriers for them, so now they give you excuses. I don't know anybody. I'm afraid to talk to my friends. No. Hey, we're just looking for someone to practice on. Okay? And another great way to explain it is that, hey, listen, if you started a restaurant and you had $100,000 to invest into that restaurant, you bought all the equipment, the tables, the tablecloths, the uniforms, all the cooking utensils, the expensive oven, the expensive stoves, everything got decorated, you ran out of money. How in the world are you going to bring people through the door? You ask the person, how are you going to bring people through the door? If you opened your restaurant, but how are people going to know that the restaurant exists? So again, hold on. Asking questions is hugely important, and you're backing them into what you know the answer is. But they think it's their idea.
This is awesome, guys.
Thanks. Okay, so you're backing them into the obvious answer, but the answer is their own idea. So tell me, how would you get people through the door? You have no advertising money. What would you do? That's usually what they'll say. It was like, oh, I guess I would just call and let my friends and family know. Okay, and out of the friends and family that you would let know, are there some of them that would not come? How many of you say there's some that would not come to your restaurant? Okay, and out of the ones that actually would come to the restaurant, how many of those would not like the food? There would be some that don't like the food, yeah. And out of some that didn't like the food, are there some that would like the food? Yes. And of some that would like the food, is there some that would never refer a single person to the restaurant? So with the ones that did not ever come, would you like close the doors? Nobody likes me. I'm not going to do this. Is that what you would do? No. Why? Why would you not close your doors because you had 100 friends that wouldn't come? Because there's other people. Because I made an investment in this business. I'm going to build this with or without the people that don't come. Right? Okay. So next, you know, out of the ones that came and ate but never sent a referral, are you going to quit? No. Why? Because I'm going to build this, and there's going to be some that will come. There will be some who will return. There will be some who will give referrals. So there will be some. There will be only a few that will come. They will eat, and they will tell everybody in town about your restaurant. And it's on the few that you're going to build this successful restaurant. Your business that you're building from your home is exactly the same. The same as any business. So make a list. Some are going to like the food. Some are not. Some are going to refer. Some are not. Some are never going to show. Every business works the same way. Okay? So we are framing them under the guises of, this is a big business, and this is a long-term business, and this is, I'm going to be around here for years, and regardless if these initial people say yes, doesn't mean anything. The bottom line is, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be here for the long haul, and I'm going to make it. That takes pressure off. Right? And they come to their own conclusion. When you can ask questions in such a way that causes people to come to their own conclusion where they own the idea themselves, then they're committed, then they focus, then they persist, then they endure, then they get the result. When people don't own the decision, you have to shove it down their throat again and again and again and again. And you have to convince them over and over and over and over and over again, and then they quit. It's exhausting. So there's two paths to bring people in on. One is where you are asking them questions, where it's their own idea, their own idea, their own idea, and they're taking their own steps. Your job is to help relieve them of pressure. Relieve them of pressure, not create pressure. Or the path of pressurize them, convince them, beg them, force them. It's exhausting, and it gets no results. All right? So they bring people to a presentation. Your job is to help close initially on that first presentation and the second presentation. By the third presentation, they know how to close. The 1% problem solving, most of people in business flip these around. Yep. Most people flip those two things. They stop getting new business until they've gotten what they think is enough new business. When they think that they got enough new business, now they're solving problems most of the time and not getting new business. If you are not recruiting new business, you're going out of business. If you're not recruiting new business, you are going out of business. I don't care how successful you are. If you're not recruiting new business, you're going out of business. People die. People change. People move. Do you understand? So whatever business that you have that you think is secure right now, you're living a lie. You have to constantly recruit new business, and you have to go get the new business. What eventually happens is that you get to a point where now your prices might increase because there's too much business. When I first started doing business consulting, my fees were $200 for 40 minutes. Now they're $1,000. So why? Because in the beginning, we needed the customers, so the price point was low. Now we don't. I still have 85 people on a waiting list I cannot get to. I cannot get to. So the price is high so that people don't want it. It's true. The price is that high so people don't want it. Not only that, the price is that high so that when I do get on the phone for 40 minutes, they are not going to screw up and talk about a bunch of dumb crap. They're going to listen. They're going to ask a question. They're going to listen, and they're going to apply what they heard in those 40 minutes. Why? Because it costs a lot of stinking money. That's why. So, in the beginning, those initial customers that you get, eventually you're going to cultivate to where you get a higher level of people that you'll be working with, and those are the people you spend your time with. You work with the deserved, not the needed. In the beginning, you work with everybody. But as you have too many customers, then it gets, well, now I work with just the top part of it. In the case with you, Mr. Chiropractor, and the financial guy, this is really simple, is you recruit other chiropractors, and you get a cut on every neck he cracks. This now frees up your time because you are good at getting customers, and funnels out there are bringing more people in. Now you, three-meeting plan, another chiropractor, fresh out of school, who hasn't got a freaking clue on how to get a clientele. Your requirements is he must come to First Steps in Creating a Dynasty. He must invest into his business education because chiropractic school didn't teach him squat on how to build a business, right? You know this is what Aaron Hudson does. This is what Aaron Hudson has used to build her company, to build her business, to build her two chiropractic centers. She's recruited chiropractors to come here, all of the massage therapists, the receptionist, everyone that works inside of her business, she's brought them through these three-day processes so that they've learned how to work, talk to the customers, all of that kind of stuff, work in that business model. She's got four chiropractors working for her. So 80 hours a week down to 28 hours a week. Made more money, multiplied the money that she's making, but not through her own efforts. Okay, that in itself is a home-based business model. Same exact thing. Different process, because for you to recruit a chiropractor, he has to already have a degree that cost him $150,000. He already put in $150,000. Well, he's going to have to put in some more money to learn the business, right? So it's the same on the model of you guys recruiting a distributor. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. Your job, go get a bunch of business. You're going to have so much business that you're going to have to recruit help. Go get a bunch of customers. They're going to buy your product. You're going to have too much business. You need to recruit somebody else that is going to help get customers, help service their own customers, help to promote the business. What's the secret to quick? I'll show you the secret to quick. I show you. I keep grabbing pens and putting them over there. Some of you have seen this. Let's say that there's an expert that knows 100% of what it takes to succeed. There is no such person. But let's say there is. You only retain 7 to 10% of everything you read, see, or hear for the first time. Let's say that you get 13%. Forget it. Let's say you get 50%. If this is you and you're learning directly from an expert who knows 100%, how much are you going to retain? 50%. You turn around and you teach someone without using the expert, and let's say you also recruited a super genius. You know? Because y'all are smarter than Einstein. Actually, Einstein got 13%. Einstein retained 13%. The average person, 7 to 10. How many of you think that here on Monday, after 2 days of hearing me scream at you, you're probably about 2 to 3? You're saying, thank God for the MP3. So, if you are smarter than Einstein, you retain 15%, you're learning from an expert, but you don't use the expert for anyone else in your company, your organization, your church, your family, okay? You don't do that. You're the only one plugging into the expert. You're leading by example. You somehow recruit another super genius at 50%. So 50% of 50 is? Turn around and another super genius. Wow, lo and behold, can't believe all these super geniuses you got. 12, 6, 3, 1. Here's the new guy. He's freaking clueless. That's how it goes. So guess what else trickles down? What trickles down is, okay, you've got tons of faith, you got high skill, but it trickles down. Gets less and less and less. By the time you get here, there's nothing but doubt and fear. It's the truth. By the time after the third level, it's nothing but doubt and fear. And so this is the long way to build something. And the sad thing is that most people who get started, they think higher of themselves than they ought, and they think they got it, and I can do this by myself. They're foolish. Because the quick way that I built my businesses was not me depending on, not me being the one that people were dependent on to try to me be the person that trains everybody. First of all, I don't have that much time. So I had people tap into an expert system called First Steps to Success and Creating a Dynasty. They tap into this system, into the training, each one of them, no matter where they were inside of the organization. My whole entire focus, and some of you are thinking the only reason why I'm saying this is because I want to fill the room. I will fill the room without you, fool. Give me a break. I've been filling the room for 24 years before you ever even were around. So quit thinking higher of yourself than you ought. We're going to fill the room with or without you. Do you understand? So here's the bottom line. If all you're doing is plugging in yourself, by the way, First Steps to Success is another form of exposure for you, for your business. You can bring people here that are not in your business, not your customer, not involved at all with anything that you do. And you're bringing them here under a different funnel. Business, career, finance, and relationship advice. You've heard of her telling stories. man, I went to this training. It was amazing. And heard this story, 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 story. Use the DJC page as a funnel, because when you bring them here, you cannot hang out in this environment and not start thinking about business or making more money or better opportunity. And just so happens, you were the person that brought them. So the first conversation, and not only that, but we tell them from the stage, whoever brought you here, get back to them. Because if you want to get started in some business or some product or whatever, talk to the first person that brought you here, right? So bringing them here, and again, you become the trusted advisor because you're the one. Let me ask you a question. How many of you feel like your life has changed since you've been in this environment? How many feel like your life has changed since you've been a part of the community? Okay. Are you in debt to the person that brought you here? How do you feel about the person who introduced you to this community? How many of you actually, even you men, have gone to that person even with tears in your eyes, like emotion, like, I am so grateful for what you did for my life, for my family, for generations to come. You saved my marriage. Chills. Okay, you helped us get out of debt. I mean, you're indebted forever to that one person, right? So who are you now to them when y'all go home? Hero. You don't think you're going to get referrals out of that? You don't think that you're going to get your name being out there about that? You don't think that somehow that they're not going to want to turn around and go, how can I help you? Is this like simple? Yes. Again, that's cultivation. So if you're just tapping in yourself, all you're doing is creating work for yourself. But duplication happens fast when you allow your people to get up to speed with the same training, the same life-changing strategies, the same skill sets, the same does, wow, crap, I'm stopping myself, I'm hurting myself, I'm creating problems for myself. When you allow other people to come through that same exact funnel and that same exact experience, it causes everything to go faster. Now, this was an accident because, I'm serious, it was a total accident. Because initially, I was like, I'm too dumb. I can't teach each person how to do this. So it was out of a weakness that I created the environment. It wasn't because I thought it was smart. It was this. Okay, when I did my first steps, and again, it was a total accident, I had 45 people that I had recruited to sell a product, okay? So I had brought on 45 brand new reps who were reading a script, putting out a flyer, and telling stories. That's what I had, 45. I'm making 10 grand a month, they're making two. They're like, what's the difference? How in the world are you after 90 days making 10 and we are at two? Will you teach a show? It's like, I'm busy with 100 customers a month. I'm so sorry. So we got together, and the first steps to success was born. 45 people in the room. The business exploded. I thought I would do one, and that would be it forever. I'm not kidding you. My husband was at the first one. I thought, okay, I'm going to do this once, and it's over. And then at that one, we got to do this again. Why? No joke. Why? My husband needs to come. My wife needs to come. I got coworkers. This applies to everything. This applies to everything. This applies to every job. This applies to every family. This applies to every person on the planet. I'm going to bring my son. He's 14. Is that okay? I don't know. I'm not kidding. So the second one was in Honolulu, Hawaii. At that one, guess what happened? We got to do this again. Why? I slept for a week after I did it. It's exhausting to speak for that time. It was 2 days. It's absolutely exhausting. You feel like you're physically going to die. No joke. Like all the virtue, it leaves your body because it's all you're doing is giving out life, giving out life, giving out life. So you feel like you're going to die. I literally slept for a week straight in a hotel room. I did not get up. I just kept sleeping. And I was pregnant. I was pregnant, so that might have had to do something with the sleeping. So And then, of course, Brian can tell you the stories of me going till 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
No joke. Saturday to Saturday night at midnight, Sunday morning, 8 a.m., ending at 5:30 Monday morning. Oh, yeah, those were the days. Killing my body. Anyway, they were amazing. Okay, so Brian was in those trainings. So anyway, so that's how it happened. Okay, so we found, and that's how we built the fastest sales organization in a $3 billion company and broke every record. Was first steps to success.
Wow.
It was a total accident. So my whole focus and my Salesforce's focus was get people to this. Get people to this, they get to the top package, they come out with no excuses, they come out with no fears, they read a script like it is hot, 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 and they get sales. Okay, my husband, Hans, okay, 18-year-old kid who is quiet, he is shy, he's an underwater commercial diver because he hates talking to people. He picked a profession where he could talk to no one. Okay? That's the profession he chose at 16 years old. So he was 18. He's an underwater commercial diver. He's making 30 bucks an hour, 18 bucks an hour. He comes. This is nuts. He brought 10 people to an event. This is crazy. After he went to the first one, he goes and recruits. He made $4,500 the first week after just selling. Prior to, didn't make a dime. He comes, this is crazy. He brings 10 people the next one. So all he focused, I didn't even know he had 10 people the next one. He heard me say, put 10 people in front of me, in front of First Step Success, brand new people, and you'll make 10 grand a month, easily. You'll make a six-figure income. You put 10 brand new people in front of me. Together, we're gonna work together. I'll get them trained and pass their excuses and the opposition that's in their life, move the fears out of the way, give them the training and the strategy. They're gonna see that this is simple and clear. They'll go running. He doesn't. He's an 18-year-old kid who is quiet and shy, who has about 20 words in his vocabulary prior to his first steps. Then he had about 120 words because 100 of them were on a script. I'm not kidding you. His 20 words included and the. Now you need a thesaurus around the man. He's so brilliant. He's so brilliant. He's so brilliant. So he brings 10. I will never forget this ever in my life. It's the last 2 days of the month. It's 5, 6 o'clock. I did $42,000 in brand new sales volume. I'm going home. The number two person in the world would do 20,000 in volume. I had been reigning number one in the world for months, so I already knew what the production was. It's like, I did my 42,000, I'm out. 2 hours later, I get a phone call. Dude. I did 40,000, called it quits. 10 people, 4 grand each, done. Dude, Hans just did $42,000 in sales. Who? Hans. Like Hans from Hawaii? Hans Johnson? You're kidding me. No, he, that guy, did $42,000 worth of sales? Yeah. How the heck did that happen? I gotta go. Hang up. I put my business clothes back on. I drive back to the office. And I got on the phone. Bah, 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 bah. I did 52,000 and then went to bed. I was number one in the world and he was number two. I'm telling you, if he had not gone to First Steps to Success, thank you, it's getting obvious. Yeah, I do. Thank you. Because I have a whole lot of kissing to do around 7 o'clock tonight. anyway, She's like, oh, gross. I can't believe she just said that. It's a good thing. I'm excited. I get the next 4 days just alone with him in San Francisco. It's our favorite city, so we're going to San Francisco for our anniversary. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So, anyway, without First Steps, Hans would have quit within 30 days easily. He would have never, ever, ever continued. He had every barrier in the book about talking to people. He was terrified about, hello, do a presentation. There's no way he would ever do a presentation. That would never happen. There's no way he would have ever known how to close somebody, to follow up with somebody. He didn't know the process. He didn't understand business. He wanted to be in business, but he didn't know anything about business. He didn't know anything about people. He didn't know anything about himself. He didn't know anything about sales. The guy's a multimillionaire today. Why? First steps to success. He learned and 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 kept going. Why would you want to rob any of your friends, family, or distributors from that opportunity? You don't want to rob them from that opportunity. So now here the question is, how do I get them here? Story, 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 story. It's simple. We have a website that has videos. Put them in front of those testimonial videos. Get them in the funnel. Get them listening, reading the Daily Fix. The boot camp from Smarter Networker. Every single call in that boot camp talks about what? First steps to success. So our entire focus, my quick duplication plan, how we built the fastest sales organizations, was simply because of duplication. Duplication of highly skilled professionals in the business. I wasn't the only one doing 40,000 or plus in sales. I had many people doing 40,000 plus in sales. And many, many more doing 20,000. And many, many, many more doing 10,000. And we're talking about new, fresh sales volume. I'm not talking about group old stale fart volume. Which is what most people have, is old stale volume. They have no fresh volume. Our business is built on 80% new. New. That's the only way you sustain a business is in the habit of new. You do not sustain a business in the habit of stale. Old dies. Fresh, new, fresh, new, fresh, new. So I want you to imagine that your entire sales force is under the mindset of fresh, new people, 10 of them at First Steps every month. Fresh new people, 10 of them at First Steps every month. Fresh new people. But Danny, that means flights. That means shut up with your bad self, get over your 98% self, and just follow directions. You follow directions, you're going to get the fruit. You don't follow directions, you're going to get excuses. Choice is yours. So, imagine your entire sales force monthly learning. Okay, first of all, daily learning from Smarter Networker, daily on those calls every single day, okay? Or if you're not in a home-based business, then it's daily on our page, the DannyJohnson.com. There's shows every day. There's audios on there. There's the blog that we have. All this stuff is saying, peppering people's mind for success, peppering their mind for paying off debt, peppering off their mind for giving referrals, peppering their mind for communicating differently in the marketplace, okay? Peppering their mind for business. Every employee should be listening to stuff every day. In our office, we just moved into a new office. It's the perfect setup. There's a TV in there that's playing audios or videos all day long, all day long, all day long, and loud. That means quit talking to each other and pick up the phone. Mariana got to experience me in the office for a few days. Mariana, I do not hear your voice. Her space is right outside my office. I do not hear you. I can't hear you talking. I come right over. What are you doing? Yes, ma'am. Why is the phone on the hook? Girlfriend, this needs to be in your ear constantly. Constantly, constantly, constantly. 80% of your time is what? New business. If the phone is on the hook, you ain't in business. You ain't in business, you ain't in business. So think about it. You've got your whole sales force condition. In fact, tell me now, what is your sales force condition for now? What is your sales force condition for now? How many of you don't know? Well, what are they doing? Where are they? Where are they? How many of them are not here? Raise your hands. All of them are not here. So what are they doing? Their minds have been conditioned for something else. And you trained them for something else. I'll tell you one way to not get people here. Real simple. Ready? Oh, come if you can. Whenever it comes near you. If you can work it out. When you're ready. Hit the next one. That's not how my sales force was conditioned. Again, you wanted an answer of how do you build it fast. I'm telling you how you build it fast. You don't build it fast by working 80 hours a week. You build it fast by working smart. And a highly skilled, highly trained sales organization is going to produce. A highly skilled, highly trained, and focused on what they should be focused on sales organization is going to make millions of dollars. They're going to produce millions and millions of dollars in sales. So if your sales organization is at home right now, they got the wrong focus. And you allowed them to have that focus. You can say, ouch. So, where do you go? What do you do from here? Lunchtime, you get on the phone and say, you're going to Los Angeles. Go to this website now. I screwed up. I totally set you up to fail. I allowed you to walk on the road of excuses. I distracted you with your own distractions. I'm failing you if I'm not telling you the truth. You got started because you want to make money. You got started because you want to succeed. And I've allowed you to be on the path of a 98%er going the slow way around to being broke. You signed up to make X, Y, and Z. You signed up to pay off X, Y, and Z of debt. You got started because, reminded of their needs, strengths, and goals. Not only are you going to be in LA, but you're going to have five people with you. So let's get busy on getting the five. It's 7 weeks away, or is it 6 weeks away? 7 weeks away, you should have 10. There's no reason why you can't get 10. You put 10 people in front of these 3 days, I promise you, what is the price of your package? There is your volume instantly. Not to mention how much money your people make when they leave. Your people know how to sell. They got their crap moved out of the way. They understand the process. Okay, watch. How many of you are more committed today than you were on Friday? How many of you are more determined today than you were on Friday? How many of you are more focused today than you were on Friday? How many of you have more confidence right now than you did on Friday? How many of you are kind of itching to go, I got to get out of here, I need to go do this, I got to make a phone call, oh my gosh. How many of you are having that in your belly right now? Look around the room. Imagine if this place was filled with your sales organization. So please tell me what is inside your belly, the belly of your sales organization that's at home right now. Lunch. Right? Are they feeling what you're feeling right now? They ain't feeling what you're feeling right now. How many of you are ready to attack? Could you imagine if 10 new people were with you and they're feeling the attack in them right now? This isn't that difficult to figure out. So when you plug everyone into an expert system that works and that causes this result, nothing but sales are going to happen. You're not going to go home to those 10 people complaining, whining, having excuses, and not having the money. How many of you found out this weekend that you do have the money? Does that make sense? Yeah. So if you want to build it fast and you want to build it solid, what determines whether or not a sales force is built to last is whether or not they're trained, whether or not they've got good personal growth, whether or not they have strategies that are going to work. It's really simple. So this afternoon, we're going to have Brian Niederhaus up here. He is the head. He's the director of Smarter Networker. Smarter Networker is an organization that was a dream of mine to put together to create a sanitized environment for all of those home business entrepreneurs. And it's a site that we created so that there would be less confusion for those people. With our website as it is, we handle, you know, business, finance, and relationships on the DannyJohnson.com website. What we wanted to do is create a sanitized environment to where just the home business people would just have home business language spoken to them. And that we could very pinpointedly and strategically communicate and help you guys directly without confusing the rest of our market. As you can see, this room is half the size of what it was for the rest of the weekend. It's because different professions were here over the weekend. Okay, here, majority of who's in the room are entrepreneurs, all right? But who's not here are people who were not entrepreneurs. So this way I can speak very frankly terms that to you that you understand, but the rest of the room be like, huh? What is that? I don't get that, right? So this way we can be very strategic with our language and very pinpointed with strategies that fit specifically what you do, and that's exactly what Smarter Networker is. And so that's the place where I made my first million. So we have tons of training all centered around raising you up as a professional and raising your team up as a professional. Brian was the one that we chose to run that entire division because he's been in the industry for 20, how many? Is it 22 now? Huh? 22 years. He's been in the industry for 22 years. He's very, very trusted. He's a man of the highest, utmost amount of integrity that we could ever have in this position. He's only been a part of the same exact brand for the same 22 years. He got started, his wife, I recruited a girl who recruited Kristen. But I worked directly with his wife, Kristen, trained his wife, Kristen, who then brought this good-looking biker guy, not like biker Harley guy, but biker this guy. he owned a bike store. And he just chased Kristen into the business presentation. He was coming to get her, and he got her. Eventually, she was a little hard to get, but he eventually got her. And they made two really beautiful kids. My goodness, your kids are so gorgeous. They're over there. I cannot believe I saw Cooper sitting next to you in the Emerald section. Like, wow, they're gorgeous. Anyway, so we've known each other for 22 years. Yeah, was it 22 years in April? 23 years? 24? It's more than that. It's 1990. Wow. Whatever. Kristen and I have been together for 24 years. That makes us old. Anyway, so they've been with the same organization all these years. They were not company hoppers. Do you understand? They're not hoppers and floppers. Brian actually was a vice president of a very successful direct sales company. So the company that I sold my company to, Brian eventually became the vice president of that company. That relationship changed, and he came back here. So he's been a part of the same line, the same lineage for 22 solid years. So he's a very loyal man with a crazy amount of experience both in the field and behind the scenes corporately, and we have the chance to work together with Smarter Networker. So Smarter Networker is a subsidiary of Destiny Global and DannyJohnson.com. It's all the same people, it's all the same products, training, but more customized towards home business. So he's going to be on the stage when we get back. You ever have the chance to work with Brian, you should. He's helped to build millions and millions and millions of dollars in sales around the world. He was a part of international sales of a very successful company. That's a problem. It didn't hurt your ears, though. Just mine. So he'll be on the stage afterwards to tell you how to use that site to make you money, all right? And they're always putting things together and how you can be a part of a team, a community that's specific for your organization and to keep you on track. That everything that they do is about accountability for your home-based business, because there's not a lot of professionals out there. There just isn't. So that's what he's going to be on stage later to do. And then I have a surprise for you towards the end of the day that I think you're really, really, really going to enjoy. You're going to love greatly. And we'll have a short session with me in the afternoon as well, okay? So anyway, did you learn anything this morning? Okay. Awesome. You're sweet. All right, so let's go to lunch. It's 12:25. right now, roughly. Let's take a one-hour lunch. Come back and be ready to give Brian Niederhaus your utmost amount of respect and attention as he trains you with some things that I've trained him with for years, okay? We'll be back. 1 hour. I'll see you at